Labor Union, Dehumanizing Amazon Working Towards World Market Domination. By Charlie Nash on November 29, 2018. A New York labor union published a report Wednesday, calling out Amazon's deadly and dehumanizing working conditions and accusing it of working towards world market domination. In the Retail, Wholesale and Department Store Union report, titled What's Wrong with Amazon? The union accused Amazon of being anti-worker, deadly and dehumanizing, and even racist. This document provides background on Amazon's anti-union, anti-worker, and anti-brick-and-mortar activities, as well as the documented past practice of serving as a platform for selling racist products, declared the report. This is not a tech company simply trying to expand. This is a company that opposes the rights of workers to receive a fair wage and to freely select a union without being subjected to propaganda against it as it fiercely pursues its goal of world market domination. In a section of the report titled Deadly and Dehumanizing Working Conditions, the union listed examples of negligence and poor working conditions at Amazon warehouses, including employees feeling the need to urinate in bottles and trash cans for fear of taking a bathroom break, and a number of employee deaths in Amazon warehouses. One female Amazon worker had to live in the warehouse parking lot after suffering an injury at work, while a 2017 investigative report claimed Amazon employees had been worked to exhaustion, with some falling asleep on the job. The union report also detailed Amazon's anti-union views, which were revealed in September after a 45-minute internal company video instructing managers how to spot and intimidate employees with union sympathies was leaked. On Black Friday, European Amazon workers protested working conditions. This week, it was also reported that Amazon is facing an antitrust investigation in Germany. Amazon acts as a kind of gatekeeper to customers, claimed German Federal Cartel Office President Andreas Mundt. The double role as biggest trader and biggest marketplace means there is a potential to impede other traders on the platform. In July, it was revealed that Amazon is on track to control 50% of the U.S. e-commerce market. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.